A song that's been sampled a lot through the years, Diana Ross and Upside Down, here on the Backtrackin' Show. This is Phil Neath, thanking you for joining us. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. We'll join you with those for the days coming up shortly tonight as we do a little rockin', rollin', and reminiscing. That's it for the Backtrackin' Show. Join us again next Saturday at 5:30 as we mill over some chart data and some history-making music headlines.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
If you're looking for a delicious meal and a great time, join St. Anthony's and Philip Church, 726 Main Street, Highland, this Sunday from 10:30 until 1 as they celebrate the German heritage. Enjoy a traditional German meal for just $15 with dine-in or convenient drive-through options. Choose from barbecue pork or sauerbraten with all the fixings, including sauerkraut, German potato salad, and more. Don't miss the silent auction and raffle and a grand prize of $1,000. Visit pastorate5.org. For details, we'll see you there at the Saints Anthony and Philip Catholic Church German Heritage Dinner coming up Sunday, September 29th from 10:30 until 1. Overnight lows will be at around 53 degrees for Sunday, sunny with warmer temperatures and a high of 81. Monday, warmer temps and a high in the low 80s. Currently at WRCO Studios, after a high of 82 today, we are down from that to the current mark, which is 77 degrees. Today in high school football, Highland was a winner over Waniwok Weston, 56-7. And currently the Badgers are trailing 38-21 to USC after the Badgers were up 21-10 at halftime. That should have stopped at halftime today. That's a look at today's area scoreboard.
The greatest American heroes got to take the night off.
Well, I'm not going.
But Ralph, you got to make way for tonight's holiday special.
Bill, we need a plan.
See you next week at your regular time.
Okay.
WRCO. Out of sight.
This is Honest Dwayne at Honest Dwayne's Ugly Used Cars. I'd like to welcome you out to our fall sale this weekend. We're selling all of our 1984 models because the new 85s will be here soon. Stop out and meet our new cow dog that is rumored to be 105th cousin of the original Lassie on TV. Come out and meet our new weekend salesman of the month, Henry Bray.
Come on out and I'll sell you a $100 car and I'll set up a payment plan for you too.
Like ya, you betcha. That's because I'm Honest Dwayne at Honest Dwayne's Ugly Used Cars, proud sponsor of Live from Rissen Center. It's Those Were the Days.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought.
Well, good evening, rock and rollers. Welcome to Those Were the Days, sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, along with Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mendham Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W Boscobel, along with Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema Twins, and Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery. Tonight, we'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing. We have a special guest, Rima Denver, who is the widow of Bob Denver, Gilligan, and Maynard G. Krebs. And we'll be taking your rock and roll requests. They're only a phone call away tonight, 608-647-4155. We have some fun stuff planned with trivia as well. Let's get it rocking. There we go.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come have become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Donna Summer, that's for Red, who remembers going to the disco in Monroe and shaking his groove thing to that one right there, Donna Summer. And before that, we kicked it off with The Doors and Light My Fire. We'll be talking to Dream of Denver all about the Castaways and Gilligan's Island tonight. And the other subject is Desert Island Songs, a song that you might not tire of hearing if you were somewhere stranded. And you considering you, I mean, you probably have to have a radio like the professors on Gilligan's Island that never seem to need new batteries. But anyway, Desert Island Song. So we've quizzed that. A couple of people have chimed in with their votes here this evening. We're going to spin one. We've got some requests coming in left and right here. Thank you very much. This one is going out from Angie and Mary to Miss Sherry, who recently had a birthday. I believe it was 27 or something like that. Oh, the numbers are turned around. Okay, well, no wire. I'm not worried about it.
Sherry, Sherry, baby, Sherry. Tonight.
Come out tonight.
Sherry, baby.
Sherry, baby.
Sherry, can you come out tonight?
Why don't you come on?
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Sherry, Sherry Baby. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff coming your way. Here's one for Mary in Prairie this evening.
Tell me why you're crying, my son. I know you're frightened like everyone. Is it the thunder in the distance you fear? Will it help if I stay very near? I am here. Sighing, my son, you shall inherit what mankind has done. In a world filled with sorrow and woe, if you ask me why this is so, I really don't know.
Take my hand, my son,
it will be well when the day ends. why you're smiling, my son? Is there a secret you can tell everyone? Do you know more than men that are wise? Can you see what we all must disguise through your loving eyes?
A little tune from Peter, Paul, and Mary at WRCO's Those Were the Days. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Only Culligan has been in the water softening business for over 80 years and is backed by the industry's strongest warranty. Culligan knows a water softener must be set properly for hardness and your water use to work efficiently. And the Culligan man can perform a 10-point inspection that includes sanitization on any brand water softener. Ensure that you're not wasting salt and water by calling your local Culligan man today. Or go online, CulliganOfSouthwestWisconsin.com, and get an inspect and check.
Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel present a sweet turntable treat. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're going to dedicate this one to Rosie tonight here. WRCO, hello to our old friend David and everybody listening tonight. Thanks for taking along. Those were the days. Here's the Starship.
I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. But the world
together, stay.
request. That's Tesla, Little Susie on WRCO's Those Were the Days. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff coming your way. And we'll be featuring some of that interview with Dream of Denver as well, our feature here tonight, plus our very first trivia question of the night. So get ready for that. You know, in the old days, people would, I would go out somewhere, maybe get late, maybe a couple of minutes past curfew, and there was always somebody to blame it on and be like, I'd have been home early, but Marty wanted to stop off and get something at TKS, and then we were late, you know. So there was always somebody that you could blame. But now these days, I'm kind of getting blamed for that. The old truck driving man, you know, he said he has to behave himself tonight, but then he said, well, you never know. You get going with that rock and roll, and then I stay up, and he's blaming me for being all tired and groggy on Sunday. Well, that's the way it goes. Hey, here we go. Taking a ride with CCI. Hitchhikers, CCR, and WRCOs, Those Were the Days. All right, we're going to spin one for Donna, taking you back to those dreamy days of the late 1950s.
Dum-dum, 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 dum. Softly, darling, come to me, stay. You're my obsession forever and a day.
I want you to know I love you so. Please hold me so tight, all through the night.
Speak softly, darling.
love.
Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling.
I need to see you so much.
Fleetwoods and a song that they actually wrote in their high school. Did it for a high school pep rally, and later it became a number one hit nationwide. Thanks to our sponsors of Those Were the Days. We'll be back with our first trivia question of the night.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Hi, I'm Eric Mindum of Mindum Wealth Advisory. Are you thinking about preparing for your retirement but don't know where to start? I can make the retirement planning process simple, personalized, and tailored to your specific needs. To learn more about how we can help you plan for your retirement, visit us online at MindumWealthAdvisory.com or stop by our office located inside the Richland County Bank.
Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial. LPL, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or low pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
All right. Trivia time here on the radio. The first one of the night, a chance for you to win some fantabulous prizes here on the program. What do these have in common? Coconut cream, America's Sweetheart, Miss Nevada, and the Love Boat. Coconut cream, America's Sweetheart, Miss Nevada, and the Love Boat. 608-647-4155. This week I talked to Dreama Denver, the widow of Bob Denver, Gilligan. Dreama Denver joins us on WRCO talking about all the things, the book Gilligan's Dreams, The Other Side of the Island, and the 60th anniversary of Gilligan's Island. Thank you for joining us today, Dreama.
I am so happy to be here. I don't know if I've ever talked to Wisconsin before.
Well,
so it's exciting.
Here you go. Hey, what's the most common question you get about Bob?
Well, I guess people seem to think, and I kind of understand it, that he was that goofy in real life. You know, they think he actually fell out of hammocks and got hit in the head with coconuts and all that kind of good stuff. And they're always really surprised when I kind of correct that and let them know that he was a highly intelligent, extremely well-read person who taught me so much in our 30-year marriage, I can't begin to tell you. So I think that's what maybe surprises them most.
Sure.
And they always want to know, when it comes to the shows, they always want to know which character he liked more, Gilligan or Maynard, for those who remember Maynard G. Krebs on The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis. And, you know, the answer to that, which I think is just the best answer in the whole world, he always said that he felt he got the best of both worlds with those two characters, because with Maynard, he was able to do word comedy written by the great Max Schulman, prolific, highly respected Hollywood writer. And then, of course, with Gilligan, he chose that show when he had a choice of series that he would want to do to follow the Maynard character. He chose Gilligan because he wanted to do physical comedy. And I think we can all agree he was pretty darn good at it.
Right. He must have done most of his own stunts, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he did most everything. He and Alan worked really, really well together. Alan obviously was a big man. He was a, you know, he was a great landing spot when Bob had to fall out of hammocks and he had to, you know, roll off the top one and go into Alan. It always worked out really well. And Alan was very careful with him too. Alan was kind of kept an eye on him and watched him during those bits that they had to do. So yeah, he did all of his own stunts.
Now this is the tale of our castaways. They're here for a long, long time. They'll have to make the best of things. It's an uphill climb. The first mate and his skipper too will do their very best to make the others comfortable in their tropic island nest.
No fog, no light,
no motor cars, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be. So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.
We'll have more from Dream of Denver in the interview a little bit later on. Looks like we have a winner in trivia. We'll give you the correct answer here in just a moment. Those were the days on a Saturday night, talking about some Desert Island songs as well. Somebody checked in and said this might be theirs right here. A little tune from Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Long ago,
that right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm gonna be right by his side.
I've got to be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, that midnight train.
Leaving on
Georgia.
That midnight train.
Hey, I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
Gladys Knight and the Pips on Those Were the Days, Saturday night with a Desert Island Song there. All right, what do these have in common? Coconut Cream, America's Sweetheart, Miss Nevada, and The Love Boat.
WRCO, this is Phil.
Did you have an answer to your trivia question?
Not yet, no.
She's Marianne.
Yeah, there you go. Good job. Who are we talking with?
Judy Shireman.
Judy is the winner. That's right. All things apply to Marianne Dawn Wells. Coconut cream pie. That was something that she made quite often. She wanted to bribe Gilligan or the skipper. And she also later in life published a cookbook about all the things kind of related to the island and skipper's favorite recipes, I think. And she was known as America's Sweetheart after her role in Gilligan's Island. She was once Miss Nevada prior to her stardom, and she was a regular on The Love Boat as well. A little bit of Marianne Dawn Wells trivia here tonight. The first one of the evening. Hey, thank you so much for being a part of it. Farmer Brad is out there working in this beautiful summer-like weather. Isn't it awesome? I was just going around today and get a little fresh air and looking at all the sights, a beautiful green and the hills and the corn has turned to gold. There's a fall poem, right, that goes like that. But thinking about that, Farmer Brad's thinking about those waning days of summer tonight.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all. We'll be right back.
That's Journey and Stone in Love on Those Were the Days, WRCO, Saturday night. Here's one for a Little Feat fan. With A's, WRCO Saturday night. We're rocking and rolling and reminiscing here and having quite the party there. Hank, how you doing there?
Hey, buddy. I tell you what. You,
get out of my ski.
Hey, that's not yours.
Hey.
Hey.
Come on.
What? No, give it here.
This has got to last until midnight.
You cannot bite.
Come on.
Tim, get out of here. Help.
Cut him off.
Yeah, no more, Tim.
Tim.
Boy, he's the cause of our problem.
He's trying to climb the tower.
I know. Tim, get down.
Put your shirt on.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well. Here's one for Cliff in Kenosha. Molly Hatchet, 1978.